I was born bold.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
All right, we've got an hour of preview now to talk about this great grand final that we're looking forward to so much. It is Richmond taking on Geelong. It's at the Gabba. It's at night for the first time. There's so many things that make an extraordinary grand final. So we'll catch up with our next guest, Brett Dilidio, and it must be hard watching. 243 games for the Tigers, won the best and fairest, the Jack Dyer medal twice. He's a two-time All-Australian. It's about to launch into a career as a player-manager. So that's going to be an interesting concept to him, for him as well. Joined us on the line. Welcome, Lids.
Thanks, Gaz. Tim, how are you, boys?
We're going well. We're excited. I don't mean to open an old wound, but, I mean, how do you feel? What's your thought process as the Tigers go about another a potential premiership?
It's still a pretty close thing to myself. Obviously, I only finished at the end of last year, and I was with the Tigers as of end of 16, so... Still know quite a few boys there, and a lot of the coaches and whatever else. But mate, it's water under the bridge now. I'm not influencing that club anymore, and I'm just a supporter really for my mates that are playing, and looking forward to what should be a pretty handy game.
How are you seeing it? How are you seeing it unfold? We're just going to launch into it now. We've been doing it ourselves in various guises throughout the week. How are you seeing it unfold?
Well, I think weather will probably play a part, as everyone has probably mentioned already. But I think Geelong are probably playing a better footy at the moment. But the Tigers just keep finding a way to get the job done, as they probably have done for the last however many years, you know. So I think if it's a nice dry night and the Cats get their games up and going, I think they're probably good enough. But for what Richmond's done in the last 3-4 years in their, big game performers, they're only going to have Noel Bolter, who hasn't played in a flag. Like, I think, the Tigers have certainly, they'll take a lot of confidence into that game, that's for sure.
Hey, Lids, what is the number one strength you think that Geelong has that the Tigers need to take away from them?
I think it's their ability to defend. The way they set up and control the game and keep the ball off you. And, we know Richmond like to keep the ball on the ground and keep it moving forward. But if the Cats have got it, it makes it very hard for the Tigers to do that. So I think, Harry Taylor, Tommy Stewart, Colin Jasny, all these boys down there in the back end do a pretty damn good job to setting up the game. And then it's the mids and forwards that keep it down there. And they've got a pretty handy bloke at full forward as well in the big Tomahawk.
Do you think the Gabba suits them more than, say, the Gabba suits Richmond? Is there anything in that, do you think?
Hard to say, Tim, because I think the Tigers' recent record there at the Gabba has been pretty handy. I don't know whether there's too much to read into it. I think both teams play it pretty well. Mate, I'm going to sit on the fence with that one.
Well, Richmond had an unbelievable record against Brisbane over the journey. Just keep beating them for fun at the Gabba. But, the Geelong Footy Club have made it their own this year under these circumstances. What about Sean Grigg, great mate of yours, involved in Richmond's great success and now finds himself sitting in the opposition box in the Geelong colours? Yep. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Premiership Ruckman, he keeps telling me. He said he's given the boys a fair few tips, which is good. But no, I think, Grigger's experience, obviously, at Richmond, and he was a pretty big part in turning the place around with his positivity that he always brings. And I think he's, landed on that and bringing a fair bit to that to the young boys down there at the Cats. Everyone that I speak to, we've been through interviews or whatever at Geelong, are really impressed with what he's doing. So no doubt he'll have some insights and... hopefully ways for the Cats to get up, but the Tigers will be hoping that he doesn't let too much out of the bag. I know Dusty's already told him that in our little text group that when we talk to each other.
How would you play Dusty? If you had to have some advice for Geelong, how would you play him?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know whether Geelong's got someone who can run through the midfield and then defend deep back. I think you've got to have two players. He tends to just start in the middle of the ground and then go forward. So I'd be... I always thought that any player with a real hard lockdown tag struggles. There's only a few that Gaz is probably the only one who's I've seen do it consistently beat them. So if you've got someone who can and is willing to be really diligent, then good luck. But, mate, planning for it and trying to get it sorted is two totally different things.
Hey, Liz, just tell us then, why is it so difficult? Clubs keep telling us that, you know, you play the system and you can't lock down hard on somebody because it's just too hard. You have recently left the game. Why is it so hard to be able to do that now?
I think it disrupts everything that your back six would be trying to do. Because he does just wait between mid and forward whenever he pleases, it's like, well, you have a back six in the system that you play. If he just decides to go and play up the ground, then that backman gets taken out of position where you're relying on him, and you're relying on a midfielder to be able to come back and really quickly fill that. So I think that's probably why. But I know at the Giants we tried to match up with two players, someone in the midfield and then someone forward, and I think he played well pretty much every time we played against him. So he's just a special player.
And the Cats, what's the biggest threat that the Cats are going to present for Richmond?
Well, I think it's I'm really excited to see what Danger brings in a big game. I always enjoy watching Paddy play. I think he's explosive. He's got a resume that anyone would dream of, you know. But he's a guy that can really tear this game apart, as we've seen him do in a couple of games already. Wasn't as good last week as he was the week before, but he's been dreaming of doing this for years, and usually those sort of guys can back it up. So I think he's probably their biggest threat. If he can have a big game, I think that'll really help.
And just as we let you go, mate, it's great to get your thoughts this morning. You're going into the player-manager position. How's that all unfolding? And you're going to work with... Who are you
Max
working
Sports.
With? There you go.
Yeah, so with Max Sports, Gaz, the guys that I've been with for 17 years now. So, once I got let go from Hawthorn, I wanted to stay involved working with footy and working with young guys, and becoming a manager was probably the next best fit for me in that sense. And I'm really enjoying it. I had to study for an exam, which I hadn't done since 2004, which was really stressful, but got through that unscathed, which was good. And just really enjoying it at the moment. I've become a professional at Zoom, which is not what I'm used to, but it's great fun and really rewarding.
Just players, dudes?
Yeah, just at the moment, what do you need something, Tim? I can sort you out, mate. You'd be good for me, actually.
I'm just wondering, just doing a little bit of tie. What could you offer me?
You'd be my number one, Tim. I could always look after you, mate.
The Kyabram High School education will hold you in very good stead. Good on you, mate. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for hopping on.
Nah, not a problem at all, fellas. Anytime.
Brett Delidio there, just the Richmond insight. He was with us for Charlie Battisti and Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige gym vehicles. Get your repair process started.
And before anybody sends a text, sometimes he likes to be called Dids and not Lids. So
did you call him Dids? Did you?
Well,
you're not,
just in case.
You're not getting just him in as a player case. Manager.
Just in case. Now, in case everybody wants to know why we keep talking about Dusty in the lead up to this game, maybe it's obvious with the Norm Smith medals he's won and the big game performances that he's already produced. But you, on your program last night, the greatest grand final preview show of all time, produced a stat last night that just sat me back in my lounge chair. Mm-hmm. Dusty, during this final series, has been involved in 40% of the Tiger scores during the finals. That is extraordinary.
Going for his
extraordinary.
The only player to be a three-time Norm Smith medalist, and you wouldn't count him out, would you? That's why we get a bit infatuated with him any time, but particularly at this time of the year, because his final series, again, has been off the charts, and I think he's equal with Mitch Duncan for the Gary Ayres medal. So, hey, let's get Nathan Brown from Sportsbet up, and then lines open. Join us in our preview. We'll go through it all. We can whatever you want to talk about this grand final. There's lots of different areas we can go, but you can lead us. So, Nathan Brown, and then your calls and texts next.